Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Ostis from Home Street Bank. I just cannot get used to that announcer.
I know, me either. And this is Reba Hass with Team Reba. Team Reba.
It's so intense.
You know, I was sitting here looking up our calendar, and I don't know what I'm thinking.
Huh.
I'm in Mexico next week.
Oh,
I know.
Baby.
Poor me.
Where are you going to be?
Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
Yes, I'm taking my operations manager with me.
Yeah, just muy caliente down there right now. Just be careful where you're at.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun place, though.
You're saying it's hot, but be careful?
No,
because it's hot?
No, just hot in that they have a lot of activity going on down there right now.
I know, so. Well, I bought the trip 6 months ago at an auction, so, yeah. You know, there you go.
Well, they also have the drive-through giant Corona bottle where you can buy cold beverages, which I love.
Yeah, well, I will be hanging out and enjoying some sun, getting some vitamin D, but not too much vitamin D, as everybody knows.
Right.
You know, it's like... Yeah. Be a little careful with
all
of that.
Check. Yeah, that's right.
Yep. For our listeners who don't know, I went through a malignant melanoma last year. So, you know, make sure you get yourself checked because all of us pasty folks up here in the Northwest get ourselves out and get sunburns all the time. And
that's right.
That's not always so good
for
us.
Not a good thing. We're at the phase in our lives where we can be underneath a nice umbrella with a cool frosty beverage.
Yeah, I just want to be in the warmth with
and,
the frosty beverage and some shade.
That's
like, it's
right.
Okay. I don't need to get, you know, toasty brown all the time.
No, that's all.
Not if the toasty brown's going to bring some other nasty stuff with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
Although,
definitely
can
worth
I just
avoiding.
Point out for anybody who is using sunscreen, I will tell you when I was in Thailand, no, excuse me, it wasn't even Thailand. It was Panama a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Talking to some folks who work around like the natural park systems and things there with coral and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry, but there's going to be a number of manufacturers who don't like what I'm about to say. But the sunscreen in a spray can is killing off coral.
Yeah, it's kind of bad stuff.
It's not good stuff. If you can avoid, well, for any of our listeners too, like last week, so we had a stormwater scientist on the show, and he was talking about all the things that are getting into our waterways and how it's impacting, you know, what's in the water, including plant life, marine life, all of that. And those spray sunscreens will cause coral to not be able to propagate.
Oh,
and
really?
It's actually killing the coral off because it can no longer propagate and it dies off.
Yeah.
And so the stuff that you smear on, which while some people feel is, you know, a hassle, at least it gets on you, whereas the spray stuff blows in the wind, blows in the sand, and the tides take it out, and it goes out and it impacts the plant and animal life out there. So just little public service announcement as we come into summertime.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Please be careful about those things.
Did not know that.
Careful for yourself and careful for everyone around you.
Yeah. Did not know that. Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I hope you have a good spray-free trip to Puerto Vallarta.
Yes, I'll be smearing.
There you go. Smearing, not spraying.
That's right. Don't spray. It's kind of like when you talk to people, you know. You don't want to spray on anyone there either.
No, definitely
not. One of my colleagues in my RE/MAX office could learn that lesson.
I think we all have one of those relatives, too.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, you were going to talk about classes, because we try not to spray on our... You know, class attendees.
Nobody can ever tell us that we have no class. We have ones coming up all the time. So Reba and I volunteer for the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. We've done so for many, many years.
Yes.
And we teach the official first-time homebuyer class. Now, this is a five-hour class, but taking it entitles you to access to special financing programs, including zero-down loan programs. And the class itself is free, but we always provide really good food. We feed you well. We have a lot of fun with the class. And, you know, it's always and we pack it with information that's going to be useful for you to know what this process is all about, kind of take a lot of the confusion away, lift the veil, give you some transparency, help you understand, you know, how to make an offer on a home, how to buy, what steps you should take, what to think about. And also, of course, we go deep into financing and programs and options.
We go really deep.
Very much so.
Really deep, like 3 hours deep.
And there's always a crowd after the class, though, that, hey, we want to know more. We want to know more.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I mean, we do it in an engaging enough way. You know, we do the math stuff in the morning. You got to do that smart while you're on coffee.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
But, I mean, there are a ton of programs. But we keep it engaging from the standpoint of, you know, like we're asking questions. We want people to kind of get involved. We have games as well as other exercises that we put people through that form critical thinking.
That's right.
Because that's really what you need. You don't want to just get led through like, you know, bull ring on, you know, kind
that's
of thing.
That's right.
You know, you want to have somebody who guides you, but who is partnering with you on this path to homeownership.
Absolutely.
Right? Because that's what you really need. You just need a guide.
Yep.
You know?
That's right. So it's a fun class, and we enjoy teaching it. I know we have a lot of fun with it. So our next class is coming up in June, June 16th. It will be in Renton. It's going to run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's a Saturday, June 16th.
Yeah. We'll have more info on it coming up, or you can always email us at info@teamreba.com if you want to go ahead and secure the date, and we'll start sending you the details once we have that location locked down.
That's right.
And then we'll also let people know like what the food and beverage options will be
when we
get there, too.
That's right. But space is usually fairly limited. So
yes.
You know, that's one that you'll want to sign up for soon. But you can also, we'll post these classes on the Team Reba website, so teamreba.com. And to register, go to info@teamreba.com.
Yeah, we usually end up putting a Facebook invite out and a meetup out there. If there's anybody on here who does meetup, you can also look for Team Reba and our meetup site because you'll also get notified anytime we put any new information on there.
That's right.
So there's, you know, I mean, there's so many different ways that people are getting information nowadays, right? So we're like posting things on Instagram, Facebook, meetup. The Washington State Housing Finance Commission page, you know, all those different things that are resources that we know people are using. And in fact, by the way, listeners, we happen to have a Team Reba mobile app. If you really want to have all things Team Reba, including all of our past shows, we have, if you can, if you get on the Android or iOS Play Stores, you can download the Team Reba app.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Do that in your free time.
Yeah. And we actually, besides, you know what, you get a lot of extra content. You know, that's the whole thing. It's like, not only do you see the radio shows, and actually you get a push notification when we're on air, but then all of the past shows are there, and videos that we're creating all the time that are additional educational.
Right.
So you can get, you know, a 90-second, 3-minute, or a 12-minute type thing that explains, you know, agency pamphlets and what is agency, how to read a Form 17 seller's disclosure form, you know, what's it mean with the utility documents. I'm like, we go through so much different information over time, and we're always looking for other content. So if you ever have questions, feel free to ping us on any of our social media sites and let us know what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's really good content and super, super useful.
Yeah.
Speaking of, if you are a first-time home buyer, or if you have you know, friends or family that are first-time buyers, or maybe
it's not a disease. It's a wonderful new potential.
Well, I want to talk about a program that's going to be going away fairly soon here, and possibly even before our next class. But this is called the LIFT loan.
Okay, so why would you bring it up if it might go away before our class?
Because you can reach out now if this is something, if you're right now getting ready to buy just now. The LIFT loan is a cool program. What it is, it's a second mortgage that can be used for your down payment or closing costs or any combination. And it is a second mortgage at 0% interest rate, and there's no monthly payments required. And the cool thing about it is if you live in the home as your principal residence for at least 3 years, it's fully forgiven. You never have to pay it back.
Nice.
It's actually forgiven over the first 3 years, third, third, third. Guess how much it is right now? $20,000 up to
$20,000.
Yeah. Well, I know we're running out of time here.
Well, and that's significant because it used to be 7,000.
It used to be 7,500.
So yeah, so here's your chance.
$20,000.
Until the money runs out. Yeah, until
that's
the money runs out. So if you are interested, how would somebody reach out to you?
Reach out to me at eric@ericismybanker.com. So E-R-I-C, just eric@ericismybanker.com.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool program.
That's right.
Free money.
There you go. Well, thank you all for listening. I hope our show was educational for you today. Mm-hmm. Join us every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock on AM 1590 The Answer.
And we'll repost these every Friday.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.